Using craft, Daemonar Yazlana called in a ball of twine and then considered the puzzle in front of him. After adjusting a couple of pieces for a better fit, he began lashing together the fallen branches he and his cousin had gathered for this harebrained, idiotic, get-their-asses-kicked-for-this-idea, an idea that sounded intriguing enough that he might have tried it on his own at another time, if he'd been able to talk Janelle Saitien out of building a raft today and testing it on the river. It was a warm summer day, and floating on a raft sounded like fun, but there were rapids downriver and a waterfall. Testing himself against those things on a raft made out of branches and twine appealed to him. After all, he was an Irian warlord prince, and until he was old enough to test his strength and skill by making the blood run, this could be considered practice. Right? That almost sounded like a reasonable explanation for doing this. He'd have to remember it if, okay, when his father found out about this adventure. And he'd have to figure out a suitable reason why he wasn't alone on the raft. Maybe Auntie Jay could help with that, if she didn't give him a whack upside the head before his father had a chance to do it. Janelle Saitien set the next load of branches beside the ones he'd laid out. Then she sighed.
Why can't we just use craft to hold the branches together? Tying them is going to take forever.
You afraid we're going to get caught before we get this thing in the water? He asked, lashing two more branches together.
Maybe.
He looked at her. Janelle Saitien Sa Diablo had the straight black hair and gold eyes of all the long-lived races, but her skin was a lighter, sun-kissed brown, and her delicately pointed ears were a sign that some of her bloodline had come from the Dea Alman, a race of warriors often called the Children of the Wood. She was smart, usually sweet in a feisty kind of way, and she sometimes had more backbone than sense. Then again, so did he, or he wouldn't be out here helping her build a raft that most likely would break apart when they hit the rapids and waterfall.
Your father takes calculated risks, not foolish ones, his grandfather had said once. He measures risk against his own strength and skill, as well as the strength and skill of the people with him. As you get older, he'll expect you to do the same.
There is a difference between taking a calculated risk and a foolish one, Daemonar said, echoing words that lingered in his memory. We take the time to make this ride a calculated risk, or we walk away.
She wouldn't walk away. Not completely. If he insisted on walking away today, she'd test a raft and a river at another time in another place without him, and that was unacceptable. She was family, and it was his duty and privilege to honor, cherish, and protect.
But what are you going to say to our fathers if either of us gets hurt because you were impatient? He asked.
She sat back on her heels and sighed.
That's hitting below the belt.
That was where truth, when it was inconvenient, usually hit. Janelle Saitien might want to try things that were risky, but she would yield if he would get in trouble because of her actions. Well, she would yield most of the time, unless the impulse to do something overwhelmed every bit of common sense that should warn her about how her father would react to a particular scheme. She was the daughter of the warlord Prince of Demlin, and even though she loved her father, sometimes being the daughter of a powerful man was a burden. Daemonar understood that kind of burden. He was the son of the warlord Prince of Ascavi, the feared demon prince of Ascavi. Those two men were not only brothers united by family and their service to a queen, unlike any other in the history of the blood, they were also the most powerful and dangerous men in the entire realm of Kalir. But they were still men, and fathers, and if their children felt a reckless need to explore what could be done with craft, that inclination must have been inherited from them. Right?